When God gazes upon you, God takes in the whole of you, your past, your present, and even your future. As the psalmist recognized with a shudder, you knit me together in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. Once I sensed the silent gaze of God penetrating to the unknown depths of my soul, as if to bring everything I was, am, and shall be to the yielding surface of my consciousness. I wrote. Once during prayer, God gazed upon me, how I know not, only that God was focusing on my entire being with a totality only God can attain. Everything slowed down to stoppage except my breath, as I somehow was granted the sight to follow God's gaze, looking at my past, present, and future. God saw all I had been and done, the highs and lows, loves and hates, the moments of tenderness and violence, and as I said, please forgive me. I sensed a release only God can grant. Then God gazed upon my present being and saw much more to me than I had imagined. I deepened my breath as if to take in all that God saw in me, as me, with God, not as a thing in myself. God affirmed what only God can see. Finally, God looked to my future as if it were a single path of God's design and destiny for me. A light from above suddenly shone on my indeterminate tomorrows, and I heard God's whispered voice calling, summoning me forth with a simple address. Hal, rang the divine imperative, as only God to speak. Henceforth, the whole of my being, past, present, and future, has been gathered up into God, and my journey into tomorrow, God called and confirmed, and as only God can, blessed. Pray that God gaze upon you in a manner which reveals God's utterly profound insight into you. Ask that you be permitted to sense what God sees, and trust that in the end, you too will feel understood, loved, and blessed.